If you have been trying to get better at music, anything, a musical instrument, singing, songwriting, composition, for a while now, and it's not working, you're not getting any better, I need you to ask yourself the following question and answer it honestly. Which do you want more? Do you want to be able to actually do the thing, to read, write, understand music, to play an instrument, or do you want to be the person who tells himself, oh, yes, someday I'll do it. I'll get to it sometime. I don't really need to know the basics. I think I know everything, but you're not actually putting it together. Which one do you want more? Which person do you want to be? Do you want to be the person who's actually doing the thing? Or do you want to be the person who's telling themselves a lie and living in a false reality that does not actually exist? So if I come to you and you say, oh, yes, well, I've been kind of working on the basics for a couple years now, and I've never really put all the pieces together to be able to write my own songs. And I go, okay, well, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the basics. Then we're going to go through intermediate stuff. Then we're going to go through advanced stuff. Then I'm going to show you how to put it all together and write your own songs, create your own music, gain musical freedom, gain musical expression. And you go, yeah, well, that actually doesn't sound too good because I already know some of the things that you're going to teach me in the basics. It's like, yeah, okay, you already know some of the basics, but you don't know all the basics, and you don't know how to use the basics and put them together. It's like, well, I know how a fork works, so I should be able to open a restaurant. It's like, no, you know one of the parts of what it takes to open a restaurant and to be a cook, but you don't know anything else that would actually guarantee you the success of the outcome of opening a restaurant and being a cook. So it's the same thing with music. If you only know a couple of the basics, but you're telling yourself, oh no, I could write a whole song if I really wanted to, or I could play this song if I really wanted to. It's like, that's not true. That's not true. You've got a fork and you're thinking you can cook a meal, and you cannot cook a meal with a fork. You need the food. You need the recipe. You need the experience. You need the taste, the understanding of what tastes good, what doesn't taste good. You know, there's so much that goes into it. So I really wanted to bring this idea to you today because there's someone out there who needs to hear this. And there's going to be people tomorrow that need to hear this. And there's going to be people next week, next month, next year, for the rest of time, for as long as this video exists, there are going to be people who need to hear this. Stop lying to yourself. Stop telling yourself that you've got it covered, that because you understand a little bit, just enough, that you think you're going to be able to take it all the way to the finish line. You're not. And until you take the time to sit down and either teach yourself, which you probably already tried doing and that got you this far, but no further, so that's not working for you, or sit down with a music teacher, a music book, a music course, and actually go through step by step. Humble yourself, admit to yourself that you do not know everything, that there are still things to learn. Until you do that, you will not progress. And so I wish I had heard this when I was 14, 15, or 16, because I had that false belief. I was living in a false reality in my own mind where I didn't need to learn my scales, where I didn't need to learn music theory, where it was more comfortable for me to believe that I was good, that I was competent at the music that I was making, instead of actually taking the time to learn the music I was making. I was more in love with the version of myself that had already done all these things. I was in love with a future version of myself that didn't exist yet. And so if this sounds like you, take a moment and really think about this and ask yourself, which do you want more? Do you want to actually do the thing that you're telling yourself in your mind you can do, but you haven't done yet, which means you cannot do it? In this moment, you can't do it. If you could do it, you'd have already done it. I'm not saying you will not be able to do it. I'm saying in this moment, you do not have the skills, the knowledge to be able to do it. So ask yourself the question, which do you want more? To actually do the thing, or to stay in love with the idea that you could do the thing, but you can't do the thing? This fake romance of, it's a self-destructive romance of saying, oh, well, yeah, you know, I could if I wanted to, but I can't. Oh, how tragic. If only, you know, I put my mind to it, surely I could come up with some magnum opus. No. Mm-mm. That's not real. That's not real. Wake up. Thank you for listening to Music Mastery. To get even more free, useful music learning content that you can use right now, click the link in the episode description. I'll see you there.